Patrick Young. Annual checkup time for the president. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is at Bethesda Naval Hospital. Mark, was it a clean bill of health for Mr. Clinton?
Indeed it was, Nick. The president was declared in excellent health, but during the 6 hours of tests and exams to which the president was subjected, doctors found that a high-frequency hearing loss in both ears had grown slightly worse. And on the advice of a specialist, the president was fitted for hearing aids. They'll be of the tiny variety that fit completely inside the ear canal. And an ear specialist says the president will only have to wear them in noisy situations. Doctors also found a sebaceous cyst on his chest, and they removed it surgically during a 5-minute procedure under local anesthetic. The best news for the president, though, was his weight. He has lost 20 pounds since his last checkup. Live at Bethesda Naval Hospital, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
Well, as expected, Attorney General Janet Reno has expanded the government's campaign fundraising investigation of Vice President Al Gore. Newswoman Stephanie Lambidakis has details.
This second phase of the probe into Gore's fundraising calls gives investigators more time to go over a vexing question in this case. Does a law passed back in 1883, a law never used to prosecute government officials soliciting campaign money over the phone from their offices, apply to the president and vice president?
After Reno's announcement, Gore told reporters he's confident everything he did was legal and correct. The orders have gone out to the USS Nimitz to skip a stop in Singapore and head straight for the Persian Gulf. The hurry-up for the aircraft carrier is tied to U.S. warnings to Iran over its cross-border attacks in southern Iraq Monday. Chief White House spokesman Mike McCurry says the U.S. is a key player in the Gulf.
We've got a very active presence in the region, and it is related to our ability to carry out our responsibilities given to us by the international community.
Iran claims the attacks were prompted by armed rebels using southern Iraq for their bases. As another high-profile case is, the judge in the trial of Unabomber suspect Theodore Kaczynski has ordered that the identities of the jurors be kept secret until after the trial. Quinn Denver is lead defense counsel.
We're glad that he did. We think it was justified under the law, and it has some great advantages in protecting the jurors' privacy and making sure that they're not contacted by people when they don't want to be.
Kaczynski's trial is set to begin on November the 12th. Atlantis and Mir are going their separate ways after 6 days. After dropping off supplies and trading American crewmen, the shuttles undocked from the Russian space station. Michael Fole is headed back to Earth, leaving David Wolf to spend the next 4 months aboard Mir. Central Italy has been jolted anew 1 week after a pair of earthquakes killed 4 people and destroyed 2 priceless frescoes at the St. Francis Basilica in Assisi. More damage was done in today's quake, and 20 people were injured. On Wall Street, the Dow closed out the week on the plus side, up 11 points to 8038.58. This is CBS News.
This is today's GT Global Millennium Minute. The countdown is on.
It's October 3rd, 1997, 819 days until the year 2000. On this date in 1803, physician John Gorey was born in Charleston, South Carolina. Dr. Gorey noticed how much better his yellow fever patients felt in cooler weather. So he designed a machine that could cool sick rooms and make ice. His basic method is still used in today's refrigerators. Gorey gave up medicine to pursue ice making full time, and in 1851 was granted the first U.S. patent for mechanical refrigeration. Gorey's ice maker became an instant hit in the South, where ice always had to be imported from the North. I'm Roberta Baskin, CBS News.
This GT Global Millennium Minute was brought to you by GT Global Mutual Funds, a member of the $80 billion LGT Group, bringing investors a world of opportunity.
I'd like a copier I don't have to stand and watch.
Mita can help.
I'd like to relive 1973.
Sorry.
I want a copier that resets originals, collects finished documents, then automatically starts all over again.
Mita can help.
I want a new scent.
Can't help you. But the new Mita DC6590 high-speed automatic copier can help you manage the ever-increasing flow of hard copy documents. Call 1-800-ABC-MITA. Mita can help.
WCCO Radio News, good afternoon. I'm Jeff McKinney. The time is 4:04. We have cloudy skies, 89 degrees out there, 89 degrees. Mike Lynch is standing by. He'll have the full 5-day forecast coming up for us right after the news. The deal is done, but we won't hear about the contingency agreement to sell the Minnesota Twins for another 45 minutes or so. Eric Escala brings us up to date now live from the Capitol.
Well, Jeff, I must say, for an event that is supposed to galvanize Minnesotans and their state lawmakers into supporting the financing of a new stadium, this is going to be decidedly low-key and almost certainly will not answer all the public's questions. We are told that neither Carl Pohlad nor the buyer of the team, North Carolina businessman Don Beaver, will be at this state Capitol news conference at 4:45. The announcement apparently will be made by the co-chairs of the Legislative Stadium Commission, Lauren Jennings and Keith Langseth. What we expect to hear is that Don Beaver has bought the team, but we may not find out for how much. We also expect to hear that there is an out clause that will cancel this deal if the legislature approves the stadium financing plan. Governor Carlson and legislative leaders now will go to Milwaukee Monday, and of course they expect to hear Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig say Major League Baseball will allow the Twins to be moved if no stadium is built. And the governor acknowledged today that this is an orchestrated attempt to turn up the heat on the legislature before the special session, stadium session that is set for the week of October 20th. We'll have more for you in the 5 o'clock news on this. Live at the Capitol, Eric Escala, WCCO Radio.
All right, Eric, and before you go away, what we were talking about before is going to come to pass. Apparently this evening sometime, the Twins are going to hold a news conference over at the Metrodome. So at that point, we might get some of the luminaries involved.
Well, that will be helpful to flesh out the things, because I know over here many people have a lot of questions still.
Okay. Eric Escala live from the Capitol. Charges are pending against the driver of a semi who struck a car and killed a pregnant woman in Brooklyn Park last night. Brooklyn Park Police Captain Greg Rail says the driver, 40-year-old Fargo, North Dakota woman, was driving on a revoked license.
She shouldn't have been on the road. Her driver's license, her driving privileges in the state of Minnesota were revoked. Obviously, she didn't let her employer know that.
Rail says the woman, who was at midterm in her pregnancy, had to be extracted from her Geo Metro. Authorities are reconstructing the accident, which occurred at County Road 30 and Zane Avenue. The 24-year-old man who escaped Wednesday night from the Carver County Jail in Chaska phoned authorities and gave himself up this morning, that according to Carver County Sheriff Al Wallen.
At about 4:10 this morning, Clarence Robinson was taken into custody by the Carver County Sheriff's Office without incident. He was apprehended in the rural area of the city of Chanhassen.
Robinson was convicted of robbery and has been charged in a rape case. Authorities say the intensive manhunt plus extensive media coverage probably helped keep Robinson in the area. CCO News Time is coming up on 4:07 and a half. Also coming up, the forecast for Mike Lynch, and we check the freeways with Dean Spratt.
Think foursome first for your family clothing and shoes. Roger Erickson here to tell you that now is the time to save at the gigantic anniversary sale at the Foursome in Wayzata. Ron and Gordy Engel say this is the special time when customers can save on fall and winter wear. Stop in and see the great selection. Listen to this. Save on men's Hathaway dress shirts, $29. Save on children's snow pants, $29.99. Save on ladies and men's sweaters, $39.99. Regular and big and tall Levi Dockers, $34.99 and $39.99. And save on selected groups of family shoes. More specials throughout all five stores. Now, don't forget to check out the red tag, suit, and sport coat sale prices in the men's suit department. The Foursome Anniversary Sale, 10 days, October 2nd to the 11th. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 9, close at 6 on Saturday. Foursome will be open Sunday, October 5th, 11 to 5. Think Foursome first and shop the Foursome 62nd Anniversary Sale.
CCO News Time is 4:09. Here's Dean Spratt. He looks at the freeways for us.
Just getting a report of an accident on the ramp from Hennepin to go south on Highway 280, and the State Patrol will be headed that way. In fact, I believe they're in the area, so they should arrive soon. They've been dealing with another crash, 35W, right in the area of 280. So same general area, a second crash now being reported. 394 eastbound to go north on 494. Not sure if this is a stall or an accident. It is in the ramp, though. Be aware of it. Right at the end of the ramp, North 65 to go West 94, downtown Minneapolis, actually right under the 3rd Avenue Bridge. An accident being reported now. Troopers are en route to that as well. And that's CCO traffic.
When we last left Fashion Woman and Diva Girl, our heroes were stuck in a quandary. The superheroes' ball had arrived and they didn't have a thing to wear.
Out of ensembles, can't accessorize, only one place to go. Must get to Mall of America immediately. Quick, Diva Girl, to the Transcycle.
Hang on, Fashion Woman, you'll be there shortly. Thank Gucci, there's tons of convenient parking.
As our heroes enter Mall of America, Fashion Woman's powers are immediately restored.
Oh, wow.
Using their gifts of amazing fashion sense, they conquer Bloomingdale's and Macy's. Overcome Gap Man, Guess, and Custom Fit. and triumph over the buckle, Old Navy on top.
Take that, you big house of styles.
Holy hill figure, fashion woman. You look great.
Quick, we must call the citizens to action. Twin Cities shoppers, activate.
Call 883-8800 for more information.
Tune in next time when our heroes use their supervision to spot the beginnings of a new fad.
And it's 410, just ahead of part two of the final Cannon Mess. Mike Lunch here in the CCO Weather Center. 89 degrees officially at the Twin Cities Airport, but get this, 93 in Lakeville, 93 in Red Wing, and the same deal at Winona. It is warm, just ahead of a cool front moving in. We may still hit 90 here in the Twin Cities, and if we hit 91, that'll tie an all-time record for the month of October. It could happen this afternoon. What also could happen is after about 6 o'clock, we could have a few scattered showers and thundershowers. I think most to that, though, is going to be north of the Twin Cities. Cooler weather on the way in the metro tonight, clearing, overnight low around 50 degrees, 40s and 50s around most of CCO land, and then tomorrow across Minnesota, sunny to partly sunny and cooler, most highs at the upper 60s and low 70s, 72 here in the Twin Cities, west winds at 10 to 20 for Marathon Sunday, partly cloudy skies, lows in the low 50s and highs around 70. Right now, Faribault, sunny at 89 and in front of the pool hall in Hustler, Wisconsin, 89 degrees. Twin Cities now partly sunny, 89. Southwest winds at 16 on Cannon.
This is the dirge. The dirge music because this is the funereal march for the Cannon Mess. We're going to bury this sucker. Cannon Mess is going to be toast. At 6 o'clock when we sign off here. What do you think, Morg?
Crack management staff's having a big party up there in the boardroom. Wives, girlfriends, the whole thing, celebrating it.
That's nice.
Yeah, the happier you're going, baby.
The dirge. Funereal march. Feel free to do any kind of marching if you're at home, in the office, the plant. But march slowly for the Cannon Mess, part two. All right, Mundane, we got to do your picks for this week. But first of all, we got to do something for our sponsor.
And that's Jeff Warner. Did he record one of them plugs for you, too? Like all them other sponsors soliciting you, solicited and said, say nice things about me on my final day?
Don't give up my secrets. Jeff, I don't know if he did or not, but he's my man. I've been on the air for Warner Stadium now for, well, it's got to be 20 years. Started with the old man, Jim, great gentleman, and they had only had one store in St. Paul at that time. Then they got with us, and we helped them, and they opened up another store on Nicollet in Minneapolis, another out in Apple Valley. And these are the people you got to see if you want appliances. If you want to go to these chain outfits, go ahead. You're not going to get the same kind of service you get from Warner Stadium, I will tell you that. Not in your life. And this is a local outfit. They've been here for many, many years. Longer than I've been here, as a matter of fact. And I thought I'd been here forever. So, they're having a little appliance sale right now. And they have all the big names. GE, Maytag, KitchenAid, Gen Air, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Maytag, and more. Jeff Warner's got a deal for you now. You pay nothing with approved credit for up to one full year on a qualified purchase, and I know you can qualify. I want you to stop in for details. 44 years now, Warner Stadium's been Minnesota's favorite appliance specialist, and they give you free delivery. That's metro delivery, free installation if it's permitted. They'll recycle your replaced units, too. You won't have to fool around with that. And the big names, again, GE, Maytag, KitchenAid, Gen Air, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Maytag, and more. Zero interest financing for up to 1 year only at Warner Stadium during the big anniversary celebration that's going on through tomorrow. So go to your nearest location today, Nicollet at Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis, Snelling and Larpenter in St. Paul, and off Cedar and 42 in the Times Square, Apple Valley. And so, Mundane, let us do what we have been doing here for 26 years. Every Friday afternoon, Morgan Mundane predicts.
I'm not quite ready yet.
Come on. We've got all sorts of commercials to get in.
All right.
Okay, so Monday night, let's start with that. Now, let's start with the Gophers. I want to get that out of the way. All right, the Gophers are at East Lansing, Michigan, against the Spartans. Michigan State, a 23-point favorite. This is going to be disaster city for the Gophers. Under their new coach, Mason, he's playing with Wacker's recruits. These players will play hard, but they don't belong in the same field with the Spartans. Final score, Morg. State, 56. Minnesota, 16. All right. Monday night, the Patriots at Denver. These are the two best teams in the AFC. And it could go either way, but I'm going with the home club. I think it's worth something on Monday night. Denver, 26. The Patriots, 20. The Saints are at the Bears. Well, Ditka was for many years a coach of Chicago. Coming back with the Aints, as they're called, or the Saints. It's going to be a tight contest. Neither team has the horses. I think the Bears will win 10-9. The Jets at the Colts. The Jets were the laughing stock of the league for years, but they always had great talent. Now they got a great coach in Parcells, and they're beating people. And they'll beat the Colts 23-20. Tennessee at Seattle. Seattle's a much better club than Tennessee. Seattle's hard to beat when they're in the Kingdom. Warren Moon will have a good day, and Seattle will win 20-13. San Diego at Oakland, Maury. Oakland, 26. Dago, 17. Cincy's at Jacksonville. Jacksonville will bounce back from their loss on Monday night and will beat Cincy 23-18. Washington, as you call them. Yes, they're at Philly. A tough game here. Philly's favorite by 4. I look for an upset. I like Washington 24 under Allen, the great running back formerly with the Vikings. 24-21 over Philly. Pittsburgh at the Ravens. Ravens are much improved. Vinny Testaverde's been playing wonderful, but Pittsburgh is among the creme in the AFC. Ravens 14, Pitt 19. Dallas at the Giants. Laffer for Dallas because the Giants have got one victory, their opening game against Philly? No. They'll be up for this game, but Dallas will win 16-8. All right. Now let's go to Miami. Miami's at home to KC. I agonized about this game, but I'm going to go with the home club. Miami 19, KC 17. The NFC Central, where the Vikings reside. Detroit at Buffalo. Detroit's a great team at home. They beat the big clubs there. Last week, Green Bay. Other year, San Francisco. But when they go on the road, they die. Buffalo 30, Detroit 27. Tampa's at Green Bay. Tony Dungy, the former Gopher coach, says, "We're not going up to Green Bay just to play a game. We're going up to win." Hello? Hello, Tony? It's wake-up time. Greenbush 28, Tampa 13. All right, and the Vikings at the Cardinals. Vikings coming off a tough win over Philadelphia last Sunday night. The Cardinals are much improved. Got one of the better defenses in the NFC. The Vikings are last in defense in the NFC. But the Vikings have the most potent offense in the NFC. Normally, I would pick the Vikings, but I think the Cardinals are ready to take this victory. You're kidding? No. Cardinals 19, the Vi Queen 14. The Evelyn City Band. Fight out for old. Fight out for old. Show that old, old fight. Fight out for old. Fight out for old. Old teams never die. No others heal. While on the field. Old will never fold. With all our might, we'll always fight. Fight out for dear.
Hit him in the eye! Hit him in the eye! Stop. Take that, Blue.
Get a crick in the knee, a frog in the throat, a tear in the eye when I hear America's greatest college fight song as performed by the Eveleth City Band with genial Emil Stern wielding the baton. This is the Cannon Mess. And with us right now is Dean Spratt. Dino, tell us about the traffic.
And the update brought to you by Metro Sales. Well, the ramp from Hennepin to go south on Highway 280 patrol on the scene now. They're working to get that crash cleared. Also, sounds like we get a problem crosstown eastbound at Lindale Avenue. It's a stalled semi in the left lane. One trooper is there, and more are on the way. Heavy traffic for 35W as well. In St. Paul, the level's really building now as you move 94 eastbound out beyond Lafayette, beyond Highway 61, in fact. Levels are building pretty good. 94 westbound, the ramp to 101. Sounds like that's about taken care of. And 394 eastbound and north 494, that problem in the final clearing stages as well. No one beats Metro Sales, a three-hour service guarantee on Ricoh copiers and facsimiles. Locally owned Metro Sales, Ricoh copiers, fax machines, and service, fast. That's CCO traffic.
422, 86 degrees, the Cannon Mess. 86 is apropos because we're 86ing the Cannon Mess. That's bar talk. If somebody gets wild and unruly, Then the owner will say to the bouncer, 86 this guy, and they throw him out in his ear. Let's go out on location. Here's Moose Miller.
Thank you, Steve-O. We are celebrating the grand opening of Thomasville Home Furnishings by Schneiderman's. If you're shopping around for furniture, thinking about redecorating, you want to do a room over, you have got to look at Thomasville. When Thomasville comes to mind, you think quality, selection. And out here at the Thomasville Home Furnishing Store by Schneiderman's, I'm at their brand new location. This is a grand opening, and tonight until 9 o'clock, and as a matter of fact, at all of the Thomasville Home Furnishing locations by Schneiderman's, you can sign up to win $10,000 worth of Thomasville furniture or a seven-night Delta Queen cruise on the Mississippi River. That's that huge paddle boat that has cruised up and down the Mississippi. That's valued at $6,000. The drawing will be from this location. We're at 494 and 100 coming up on October 19th at 1 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5. Sunday, noon to 5. You can't beat the quality of Thomasville Home Furnishings by Schneiderman's.
Hi, my name is Dermot Rowland. I'm with Timberlodge Steakhouse in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Well, I want to wish my best to Steve. Steve has been a real advocate for our company, Timberlodge Steakhouse. We're going to miss him immensely. He's a wonderful person. His personality is second to none, and he's helped our company grow. And I've got to be real honest and say that WCCO is losing a not only a gracious person, but a real honest, sincere person. And we at Timberlodge hope Steve the best. I also hope that I can play golf with him now. I'm back playing golf, and I hope Steve will allow me to play golf with him either here or in Naples, Florida. And I want to wish him the best, he and his wife and his family. And I just want to let him know I love him.
Okay,
Steve,
thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you, Dermot. That's a very nice fellow, and he's recovered from an illness, and he's feeling good, and I certainly will play some golf with him in Naples. Now, I've got somebody else on the line. My darling daughter, Lynn, out in Colorado. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, that voice. You should have gotten the radio.
No. You know, I'm sitting on the phone here bawling. Because I, you know, when you're on hold, the radio is on.
Yeah.
And I knew I was going to get emotional, but I heard you do Morgan's picks and all that stuff, and So I'm going to say this quick.
Okay, sweetheart.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But, I mean, you know that I think you're the world's coolest disc jockey. But I think most important to me, you're the world's coolest dad. And you're my hero, and I just love you so much, and I miss you.
Okay, baby.
All right, Daddy.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to 20 singers singing 20 different songs, which simply goes to prove that sometimes more is simply more noisy, even when it comes to your business's phone companies. And why work with a lot of different phone companies when you can work with one total communications company, MCI? With MCI, if you're a medium to large business, you can combine your local service over MCI facilities with all your other business communications. You'll get volume discounts by combining services, from local and long distance to internet, data, and conferencing. So, you'll have one communications company, one bill, one person to talk to.
All day long, I dream of Caroline.
Call your MCI representative to find out if local service over MCI facilities is available in your area. MCI. Is this a great time or what?
With me is Mike Lunch. I got some notes here.
Yes.
The caller's Al Dexter's an old friend of mine. He was the voice of the North Stars in the press box for many years. He had a great voice. Al B. What a guy. And his son, Dex. Another great guy. I haven't seen those fellows in a long time. They live over in St. Anthony Park. And you, I get choked up when I think hear from somebody I haven't heard from in 20 years.
You led them in song in the Star Spangled Banner in the press box.
That's true.
At the old North Star Games.
And you know what? My first boss here was Phil Lewis.
Yes.
And I got a note from Phil. Big Phil.
Big Phil.
And he said, my gamble on you paid off when he hired me. Good luck.
He did make a radical departure from the normal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And I used to sing the Star-Spangled Banner on WCCO radio when I was doing North Star hockey with Al Shaver. And I'd sing it up in the press box, and we'd feed it out over the airwaves.
And you were really bad.
I was really bad, but I loved singing it, and everybody up in the press box liked it.
Yes.
I sang it for years, and then one night, Jack Douglas, who was the producer, says, Steve-O, I got to tell you something. We haven't been sending you over the airwaves now for 6 months.
Cut off.
I said, why is that? He said, Phil Lewis says he can't stand you. You're off key. He said, but Phil said, don't tell him because he'll get mad. So
ooh.
He won't know the difference. And I didn't know the difference. So for 6 months, I still thought I was singing the Star Spangled Banner.
You were happy.
I was happy. Phil was happy. And the fans probably are happy not hearing me sing it. What about the weather?
All right, it's 86, appropriate, like you say, for the Cat and Mess. We have it as high as 89, but it's starting to cool down. We're getting a few clouds. There may be a few showers after 6 or 7 o'clock tonight after the final Cat and Mess ends. I think most of the rain, though, will be north of us. We're setting up for a cooler weekend. Clearing tonight, cool down to 50. Tomorrow and Sunday, sunny to partly sunny, highs around 72. Frazee, Minnesota right now, cloudy in 89. And in front of Pietrantonio's in Eveleth, it's partly cloudy and 79. Twin Cities. Now, southwest winds at 16, partly sunny, 86.
Yeah, those miners are in there cashing those checks. It's Friday, Mike.
Yes, it is.
Pietrantonio's.
They got the cigarette packs rolled up on their sleeves.
Yeah, last time I was in Pietrantonio's, I was in there and this guy said to me, you're a cannon, aren't you?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. He says, which one you are? You Norman, Bunny, Donald, or Harold?
Yeah.
I said, I'm Bunny. Oh, yeah, you want a little one? I said, well, yeah. He says, hey, bartender, I want to buy Cannon a drink. Bartender says, what are you going to drink, Steve? I said, give me a scotch and water. Hagen, a tall glass with a... He said, what? I said, give me a scotch and water. He says to the... So he says, hey, Cannon wants a scotch and water. You hear that? The big guy from Minneapolis. He says, I'll tell you what, there's an off sale right next door. You go over and buy a bottle of scotch, bring it back, and I'll serve you a scotch. You're getting a shot in the beer, baby.
Dave Lee here to tell you that Mark Byswinger is for the birds. Literally. It's Byswinger's five-day anniversary sale, and you'll find over 500 bird feeders and huge selection of bird seed on sale. Black oil 50-pound bags, only $8.99. Whole corn 50-pound bags, only $5.99. And 20-pound economy bags, only $3.99. You'll want to stock up on that. Wednesday, October 1st until Sunday, October 5th, you'll find some of the best deals Byswinger's has to offer.
hardware, lawn furniture, selected gas and charcoal grills, chainsaws, shrubs, and lawnmowers. Cash in on all remaining shrubs and trees. They're 75% off. Enjoy a hot dog and Coke for just 50 cents. And discover progressive price slashing in the Buy Swingers outdoor tent. 50% off tent items on Wednesday and Thursday. 60% off on Friday. 70% on Saturday. 80% on Sunday. Even Halloween decorations on sale. That's Buy Swingers' five-day anniversary sale on Old Highway 8 to New Brighton. Tell them Dave sent you.
And now the Wall Street Journal report, and it's quick. The Dow is up 11 at 8,000. 39. We'll bring on the news with Jeff McKinney, then we'll come back with the Oriole. Sidney Hartman on Cannon, part 2.5. The Mess, the last radio show.
Friday's Good Morning Show, we gave away front row seats to Fleetwood Mac.
You're the guy.
Woo-hoo! Congratulations.
This is the biggest day of my life.
Hey, Rob, stick your wife on the phone for a minute.
I sure will. Hold on. Here she comes.
Okay.
She's more excited than I am.
I didn't like the comment about being the biggest day of his life. I was hoping he would say our wedding day, maybe.
Excited. Hey, why are you such big Fleetwood Mac fans?
We've been following them for years. We kind of, when we met each other years ago, we used to listen to their music.
Be listening Monday, 5 to 9 a.m. for CCO's Good Morning Show.